power of the heavens to find expression in the earth? Is your life disjointed? Is your life broken out of course? Is the strength of heaven being figured in your heart? It's time to seek alignment with God by the help of His Spirit. So get alone with Him. Get alone with Him. Mumbrasketo momoria lahalabaske manda. Mubra nahalens omborokonte maskila de daila mabraska mahamparande. Miros ivazezela nantros abarante minakadabalis. Miros avazi zazekombra akambre zahulakabina. Miros avazala zukle mantando kabrina skabalataya. Muherente suklanila. Maila habaske boska taberantila mahambraske daya. Miga batakuska merahalaski. Mira haskabria vasamandali. Mira habaska breska baranto bina kabrina skabalae. Mambra sakababusa lena kambria labaski mai. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you great praise, we give you great glory. Mufra sata babolia mantali. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Now if you check your Bible critically, every time Israel fought a war, fought a battle, there was an added revelation, an added expression of the might of God in display. There is a personality shrouded in the pages of the book that is not very conspicuous. We know Jehovah as a man of power. We know Him as a God of great grace. We understand Him as the El Shaddai that sustains all and is sustained by none. But the picture of the personality called Jehovah, the man of war, is somewhat obscured in Scripture. And when He comes under that title, what exactly is the description of His performance as attached to that title? As Jehovah, the man of war, He doesn't only fight, but He instructs that a record should be kept for every victory that He wins, so that the sons of men and the children of Israel will look to His mighty works and will find stability in their wandering souls. Jericho. Jericho was an example of a fortress that was impregnable. And before Jericho was taken, Joshua had to be exposed to a reality that he was not ready to imbibe. He was brought to a point where he saw that the armies that fought for Israel were not just natural people. There was a spiritual side to the army. And there was a natural side to the army. And the natural side was the side that Joshua was captain over. And suddenly, as he watched the field of battle, he saw another captain having his sword drawn. And he was wondering. But he never understood that that was the spiritual side of the army of Israel. And until that understanding was not established, he came and began to ask a strange question. He said, "Are you for us? Are you against us?" Meanwhile, he was actually referring to the spiritual side of the army that he represented, but he did not know that army because he was not aligned, he was not synchronized. And because of the foolishness he displayed that day, God had to utter judgment. And the judgment was that because he could not recognize the spiritual side of the very army that he was part of, he was sentenced. Him and his army were sentenced to walk around Jericho 7 times in 7 days. And on the 7th day, to walk again 7 times before the top. The idea was that as they were moving, what God was trying to achieve was synchronizing an alignment. As they were moving without talking. And they kept doing that consistently. A time came where they began to hear the march past of the spiritual armies of God. And the assignment was to align their steps with the steps of that army that was invincible. Hallelujah. That was the support from the second heavens that came to give strength to their battle in the natural realm. If you are disjointed from the army that is in the second heavens, you'll be operating with the strength of the flesh. You will not amount so much to anything. I know people that have taken off like a tornado because they felt they were sharp. And that passage of sharpness actually brought them into a circumstance that ensured that they were fully snared. Your natural ability is a snare. Because the devil knows what your capabilities are if you function from that particular template. Hallelujah. It's all about alignment. And that's why they had to walk around the city again and again and again until their march past sequence synchronized with the sequence of the armies in the spirit. That was when their shout could bring down a wall that was impregnable. In your own strength, you are not worth much. But there is an army already in the spirit that God has called us to align with. And as you prepare your heart, you must understand that the platform of alignment is your heart. That's where you get the rhythm of the spiritual army you are supposed to synchronize with. In order for the might of God and the resources of heaven to be realized in this realm. When I said you should pray, I mean align. Keep praying until you click. Keep praying until the fountain of your heart opens up. And then the heartbeat and the movement of God in the spirit you can discern. I'd like you to pray again with more passion. Desiring to click on God's key. To align with God's movement. To move from your sound and to move into His sound. To move from your prayer and to move into His prayer. Can we call upon Him and say, Lord, we seek Thee this day. We seek Your Spirit this day. Come and help our infirmities. I'd like you to pray to God. Come and help our infirmities. Come and help our infirmities. Help our infirmities. Help our infirmities in the name of Jesus. Help our infirmities. For the race is not to the swift. And the battle is not to the strong. We've been taken off like tornadoes. Moving in the strength of our will. Expecting to see demons tremble. Because our wills were fasting. Oh, now we realize that we are laden with many infirmities. And the Bible reveals that the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. Come help our infirmities. Come grant that we gain ascendancy tonight. Let us mount up with wings to the high places of glory. Where the songs are sung. The songs of triumph. The songs of war are chanted. Take us to strange and secret places. Cause, O God, that our ears will hear Your counsel. We call to You today. We call to You today. Can you reach out in your heart? Can you reach out in your heart? Plead the blood of Jesus upon your heart. Plead the blood of Jesus upon your heart. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring you back from everything you were involved with that has the capacity to constitute a distraction today. We want to soar as a team, soar as a people into the very belly of the plan of God, that none of us will miss out on that which the Spirit is doing. It is the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. Your words are spirit. Your words are life. We ask, O God, that You quicken us. You make us alive. Cause us to go beyond the strength of the flesh. Cause us to hear a voice behind us say, this is the way, walk therein. Tonight, O God, as we approach before You, we come, O God, with steadfastness of heart. We come, O God, by the way of the blood, by the new and living way that You have consecrated unto us. Grant, O God, that our strength will be multiplied, our visibility will be enhanced. Our faith will be built up. Our lives will be synchronized with Your movement. Grants, O Father, that every disjointed, disaligned aspect of our lives will be brought under the influence of the government of the heavens. Oh God, oh God, oh God, we seek your presence, we seek your power, we seek your grace, even tonight, in the name of great Jesus Christ. We ask, oh Father, that the floods of the Spirit, the floods and the river of God that makes glad the city of God, will begin to break out in our hearts, and every form of depression will be overtaken, and our eyes and our faces will be set like a flint. We'll behold your purpose, we'll behold your strategy, and we will find wisdom in your words. Ancient of Days, we call upon you today. Mahorakas Isazalante Malaya Shakombereski Fasabala Nashketa Balante Kona Papreska Tayeka Zemina Karya Mamalatam Papreska Somalande Ibramaku Saiza Zaila Makabra Maskabala Babra Soke Papalaka Masale Mandalia Ibraske Tonga Manseka Brasketa Kazese Zenye Mekuria Izanan sobre casca tobarantiba, sabra caberandes coparanama, sabronda, cayaman solima cadia mansecabe, Ibramoco sacabalata minacadia, Jacombra entoca babayana da basaca, Babra sacata la balaba, sacabarabala balabala.
The air is filled of your glory. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of your glory. Sing holy, holy,
holy, holy, holy.
Sing holy, holy.
Taking us to a new place this night. A new place. Numbers chapter 24. I'd like you to look upon your Bible just in case you came with one. Now, I'd like you to also understand the setting in which these scriptures were captured. Amen. Hallelujah. Numbers 24. And when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not, as at other times, to seek for enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding in his tent, according to their tribes. And the Spirit of God came upon him, and he took up his parable, and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, had said, And the man whose eyes are open had said, he had said, which heard the voice, heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eye open. Hallelujah. That was his credential. But verse 5 is his statement. He says, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. Now, you see, I need you to understand the setting of scripture. Balaam was standing on a mountain, and he was overlooking the camp of Israel from the height of advantage that he had gained by reason of his standing. And surprisingly, he saw that Israel was not just camped anyhow, that they were camped in a particular order and pattern. Hallelujah. They were camped, first of all, according to their tribes. So it's not just that, just because I'm your friend, we'll come together. Even in their camping, there was an order. There was a pattern. And the idea was that, I don't know, have you ever seen, okay, the Olympics, I think, starting today. Normally, when they begin competitions like that, there are some people on the football pitch, okay, and they can align themselves in a particular pattern and then form some letters. You are welcome. It took about 126 people to do the W. Do you understand? That's what we call the mosaic. You bring in little parts, and then the corporate whole form design. Alright? So the guy was watching from the top. And as he was viewing, he saw that Israel made a design. That their dwelling was not just scattered and without a pattern. He noticed a pattern in their dwelling, in the sighting of their tents. Such that if you come into the camp, you don't need to ask, where is Reuben? They were camped in that order. And they were not just camped tribe by tribe. They were also camped family by family in accordance to their hierarchy. Hallelujah. And they were not just camped in that order. The entire campground took its pattern, having the ark as the original carving point. Oh, you don't get it. You are not seeing the design. The ark was what determined the bearing of each tribe. 12 tribes branched out, and then the ark was the center, was what they were all organized around. Now, you see, that portrait gives us an insight into the level of alignment that we are talking about. It means that the ark, the presence of God, is what determines your alignment. Now, we have Christians today that don't know God. That means that kind of a Christian obviously is outside of alignment. He doesn't understand the current beats, the current movements in the realm of the spirit that he's supposed to synchronize with in order for him to be in the present revelation position of the spirit. He just comes to church, does religious stuff, believe he, because he can speak in tongues, is okay. People, see, I've been in ministry for 18 years. I've seen believers that speak in tongues suffer more. That you speak in tongues is not enough. Maybe you don't take bribe. You are innocent. Go and find out what happened in Ramah. In Ramah, the children that died were innocent. They didn't commit any crime. But it was not enough reason for them to survive. There was a pattern. There was an orientation that was assumed, having the ark as the original carving point. And every man's alignment is achieved when he makes God the center of his life. That's where alignment begins. When in your heart, you have made God the center. I've seen people waste their time in church without knowing God. Don't waste your time here. Okay? You must know God. You must look, as I'm speaking now, your current level of compliance to alignment should be coming before your face, because only you can truly define yourself. When the word of God goes forth, a mirror is casted before your face and you can judge your standing and status much more than any other person, even the people that about you. Now, there was a woman that was coming here some time ago. I've told you that inconsistency lies the power. God will not finish all the work on your life in one day. No. He'll keep doing it little by little, and then He will give you an allowance to decide whether you want the process to continue or not. At any point in time that you decide to break both out of the process, it will be kept on hold. If you come back 70 years later, God will start from that place He paused it. It doesn't change for anybody. Not because you have failed that. There's a path. Make sure that in the process you get to know God. There must be an orientation. Now this day, everybody is seeking something from God. Somebody is saying that God is owing him some money, owing him all kinds of stuff. You can go with that philosophy. Even people that preach it don't believe it. Hallelujah. The truth is this, your alignment begins when your orientation is captured. And your orientation with respect to the presence of God must be captured. That's where you get your definition. That's where you get your purpose. That's where you get your place. That's where you understand the nature and measure of grace that is upon your life. Now, you see, I can have the gift of healing, for instance. And Margaret also has the gift of healing. But the measure of the gift of healing I have is more than the measure she has. Alright? Are you with me now? Margaret can go to the hospital and pray for the sick and see them healed. But the measure she has, she cannot organize a healing meeting and expect that God will be there to back her up for her to have mass healings to happen. Because she has a peculiar measure that she must understand how to relate to it. Do you get what I'm talking about? I can understand, I can put up a healing meeting based on the measure that I have. And on the strength of that measure, there will be miracle signs and wonders, even if we don't even pray for it. This measure. Now, it is when you have found your orientation that you can understand the nature and what the measure of grace that you carry. And I need you to understand that the most important thing you have is the grace you carry. That is the vehicle and the energy that facilitates the fulfillment of God's program for your life. There must be alignment with the ark for you to understand that much. Alright? So we have many people staying in church, just coming, putting on their good tie and goggles, and staying in church for 25 years and not knowing their heritage. Because the Bible reveals that they were aligned according to their families. Can we pray to them? We need to end the rat race and come to do real business with God today. I'd like us to cry to Him as we come to His presence, that this period and this season will be frozen before us. That God will stop and give us an opportunity to peep into His reality a little more, so that our understanding will be enlightened. Can you cry to Him? We need the heavens to freeze. We need God to stop and speak again until we hear Him. He needs to speak and speak again. Many times, God needs to speak many, many times before we get to understand the gravity and the implication of the things He's communicating to us. If He needs to speak and speak again, then we ask Him today, do not stop speaking until I hear you. What you hear is more important than what the preacher says. It's not about the preacher, it's about what you hear and the decisions that precipitate in your heart on the basis of that which you are exposed to in the spirit, that which you are willing to perform, the level of sacrifice you are willing to carry on the strength of the body that is laid upon you. That's how destiny is secured. That's how things break up in the spirit. That's how alignment is achieved between the second heavens and the earth. We need help and strength from heaven.
And so we want to ask God, speak and speak again. When Adam sinned in the garden, the devil was not quick to rejoice, because he knew that the God that spoke and things came to pass, he can speak again. Friends, God can speak again. But you need to hear him. We ask him to speak and speak again. Speak again. Speak again. Once and again, you hear the prophet say, and the word of the Lord came to me. This was the burden of the Lord that came in the days of Josiah. These were men that were ordinary until the voice of God, the template of God, the wisdom of God prevailed. The unveiling of the wisdom of God also accompanies the dispatchment of the grace of God. And when a man secures grace in God and he has the eyes of his understanding enlightened, oh my God, is navigating past God. The emblem of God's strength and protection comes over his life. The more he obeys the voice of God that he has captured, the more God he sees operating around his life. You want to say, God, speak and speak again. Do not stop speaking until I get to hear you. Until your voice becomes revealed to me. Speak, Lord, for thy servant hearing. Rasata Beranaski Rasakatala Braskata Baranta Bavoria Sheko Batema Iglasela Mapraskayeta Brakoseta Balantos Kabarailama Masika Baya Lekamanda Baya. In Jesus' mighty name. Still turn your Bible, Numbers 24. Numbers 24, still turn your back. Now I'd like you to look at some statements in the scripture quite carefully, quite critically. Numbers 24. Now if you studied elementary biology, in the study of the cell, we understand that when a group of cells function together along the lines of a given a specified function, then a tissue has been sustained. A tissue is a conglomerate of cells partnering together to produce a specific or a specified function. Hallelujah. That means that the cells of your eyes, okay, you are a doctor in the make. If I go out of alignment, say, Pastor, this one, you know the scripture, but this one you said now is not in line. So back me up, all right? Now, the cells of the eyes do not have the same shape, the same size with the cells of the ears because of cellular association. Cells in the same environment, in the same tissue, they look alike. They look similar. They might differ in sizes, but they look similar because they are partnering together to produce a specified function. Now, that's cells, alright? Now, the Bible says in the book of Numbers chapter 24, there are several things that if you don't understand, you will never go far. And that's not because it's a curse. That's just the truth. It doesn't matter how long you speak in tongues blindly. And I tell you, you need to speak in tongues a lot. You need to fast a lot. Pray much. You need to fast more than you eat. If you are going to make any meaning in this life, if you are going to grow deep enough in your spirit, for your life to take root and create an effect that will cause a ripple in the air. Alright, so I'm not diminishing fasting. But you see, fasting, prayer, will not exclude you from this responsibility I'm about to show you. They exist in different worlds. And if you negate this one, you'll be blind to the consequences. but they'll still abound. Now, in the book of Numbers, chapter 24, verse 5, as Balaam was standing on the mountaintop and he was looking into the camp of Israel, and he saw that the camp was actually configured according to a certain defined pattern. Second thing that he noticed was that they were ordered according to their tribes. See, so Reuben was one side, Dan was another side, Issachar was in another place. Is that not cellular association? Now, I need you to understand that except you are not growing, because if you are, you will begin to see that you look like somebody, some people. If you have not noticed that one yet, you don't have a tribe yet. And if you are without a tribe, we can't trace you to your tent. You might be part of the mixed multitude. You don't have a tent. They were clustered according to their tribes. Now, this is my own personal experience. Somewhere around 2001, I was watching Benny Hinn one day, and Benny Hinn was ministering, and he now said, "Do you want the power of God?" I said, "What?" He said, "Stretch your hand." I said, he prayed. I felt something on my chest, like a load, a weight on my chest, and I was wondering what exactly it was. After about 30 minutes, it diminished. Hallelujah. About 1 year later, I was preaching somewhere. I felt that load on my chest. I didn't know what it meant. But subsequently, I now found out that if I'm going to hear God's voice very well, especially when people are many, I'll have to sing a song. That one, I discovered it. I stumbled upon it in my research. That if I want to make sure that my perception of God's voice is accurate, I'll have to sing a song. And that was my own personal discovery. I didn't read from a book. I didn't find it in the library. Are you with me now? So I kept discovering a few things about myself here and there. And after a while, it was clear to me that I look like Benny Hinn. I look like him. So now, when I watch him, I found out, well, of the same tribe. That's what I mean. His experiences that he has had with God, as I listen to it, it applies to me. Oh, you are not here. Okay, you flow everywhere. You flow with T.D. Jakes. You flow with Shakaria. You flow. You have not found yourself. You are still in the desert wandering. The Bible says that Balaam looked toward the wilderness when the presence of God came upon. There was a direction he looked. If the presence of God doesn't come on a man, he's everywhere he looks. But there was a direction that he was looking at when the presence of God came upon him. Prior to the time the presence of God came upon him, he was trying to access the spirit realm using divination and enchantment. He had to establish 7 altars so that through the sacrifice and the vocabulary of the blood that was shed on those altars, he could have a hearing in the spirit realm using enchantment. But the heavens did open. The spirit realm did not open. Then he now stayed and began to watch Israel. He looked around and suddenly he felt that glow. He felt the glow of the presence of God recline upon him. And from that point he knew where exactly to look. He looked toward the wilderness. And what God wanted him to capture, he saw it. He said, "How goodly are thy tents, O Israel." What he saw was the tent. He saw the pattern. He said, "For they were camped according to their tribes." He saw a design in their camping. It was like a mosaic. When you put the whole picture together, it's as if it forms a writing. They were camped according to their tribes. There are several people whose spiritual lives are patterns for you to look at. If you have not found those kind of people yet, you are still using enchantment. You are
okay.
You have not found yourself. You have not found yourself yet. And there are men like that God raises up, and He puts so much pressure upon them so that they will not become a wrong example to the people that needs to look upon them. I found such a man in Benny Hinn for my own life. I started watching him when his hair was black until it became gray. Now it is white. For every level he went in the realm of the spirit, more understanding came that fortified my standing and that made me understand my call. What you are looking for is not lost. And you are not the first anointed man to walk this ground. But if you don't know your tribe, you will wonder. God wanted him to look to the wilderness. And what he wanted him to see was there. May God help you see what you need to see and stop wandering and stop using enchantments. Trial and error. Once and again. See, God is not trial and error. God operates by the stream of the Spirit. And the watchword is accuracy and precision. If you have not found accuracy and precision, you are still wandering. Ministry is not opening the Bible and preaching. You must know the tribe you belong and what God has committed into your hands to run with. Because your own sequence of race will be different. Your timings will be different. Your days are different. The opportunities that will come your way are different. And I accept you understand your tribe. You will not know why you are suffering. Why you are on one spot when everybody has taken a 100-meter dash. Do you know yourself? That's my question. Who are you? Who are you? Oh, my God, that's only. The days of wandering are over. Now the Lord calls and beckons to His people to come and form a pattern, having understood the movements of His armies in the second heaven. There is a call to the place of alignment, because the voice of the trumpet will not be heard by everybody. A man by God must know the gate which is appointed. He must understand how to mount it and to offer sacrifices that he represents. The way of the Spirit is not haphazard and out of tune with patterns, protocols, and alignments. But the best of God for you is in your tribe. And God must open your eyes to see it. And when you have seen it, you will never wander again. Our prayer tonight is, God, open my eyes. Many of us look in places where there's nothing to see. But Balaam was able to see because the Spirit of God came upon him. Why sit we still until we die, the beggars and the lepers say. And suddenly they knew where to look. Our deliverance is in the camp of the enemy. If we walk into the place and they kill us, we die. But if they spare us, we live. And as they began to walk, when they have found the right direction, God caused the sound of their feet to be amplified like the noise of chariots and horses. You are still at the gate begging. But you see, when you find your direction and you step your feet, heaven will match with you. The invincible armies of heaven will match along with you. And that's what brings the wall of Jericho down. Friends, the time has come for us to find our place and to fit in. See, the days we have on earth are numbered now. The days, our days on earth are numbered. Somebody say, by the time I go to Orlando, that's when my ministry will start. The world will end before that time. Somebody say, when I go to Michigan, it will start then. You will be like Naomi, that left the house of bread in search of bread and lost her bread. We have no more time to waste. The only scroll we are permitted to read now is accuracy and precision. And those are precursors of the prophetic anointing. You will make another mistake again. God must have to lead us. He must have to show us what we need to do. There are several prophecies still hanging in this book. The Bible said the end will not come until the gospel is preached to all nations as a witness to all people. The Bible said the end will never come until the knowledge of the glory of God covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. That glory that touched the earth will yet cover the earth before the earth will be brought to an end. Not the devil will bring it to an end. God himself will speak and the world will come to an end. The signs reveal that our days are numbered. Now every man must know his tribe. He must understand the beat of the same drummer. He must know the flag to bow his head unto. Can we cry today and say, Lord, these few moments that we have come to spend in your presence, our hearts are aligned, our minds are set. Speak the word only, and your servant shall be healed. Can you cry to him today? Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word only. Speak the word. The rat race must end. We must know exactly what God wants from us. We must know why he apprehended us. Haven't come from our mother's womb. He kept hunting you, hunting me. There's a reason why he hunts his people. And we must find out and set our foot in the pool of that purpose and find the grace that makes it steadfast. Arise, O God, arise. Arise. We call upon you. We call upon you. Oh, we call upon you, Lord. Sekabarina, Shaila Tabolina Kabra Setaba. Let no blind one leave this place blind. Grant, O God, that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened. Grant that the least among us will be as strong as David. Let a new day come. Let a new day be forged amidst us. Hey, la la la. Sobra malaya la mama la que masalela. Rosa nena na mara que moscalia. Shiga baranam. Oh la la la. Your spirit is in a state of readiness. That your heart is aligned. Your mind is set. We look unto thee, the fortress and the strength of the elders. Him that guarded the feet of the wise men and did not allow them to stumble. The great God that consumed their weaknesses and made them strong. We call unto you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Say la mama la e. Skabarada baske na mana mama. Selina na mora na skaya na mama. Say la mara baske ma. Siga bada de ma. To wear for the enemies to quake from the hiding places. Something must happen to us today.